Mission.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Shockwave sounds good. ProFlowRadio.com. In the inferno. On demand and live. Pro on
you go.
Hit it with FloFloFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show. www.maxteam.com.
ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Okay, we on here. We ready, Max? All right. Well, I want to make sure that the audience knows exactly who you guys are. So why don't you give my, anybody can start. If anybody has more than one thing to say, you guys can all kind of chime in on it. But we want to know who the classroom mages are. You guys have been on the show once, and now you're back. So can you introduce yourself?
My name is Noel Newton.
My name is Astro Jetson and Lamar Cass. And we classroom majors, man. We've been doing this for a minute, man. We've been starting off, you know. Can you hear us?
Yeah, what city are you from?
We was originally born from Nashville, and we worked our way out to Atlanta. So we kind of putting on for both right now.
Okay, that's great. That's great, man. Why don't you give them the website, a place that they can find you at online, the easiest place.
You can go to weareclassroommajors.com. And from there, you should be able to go to all our social networks. From the website.
Cool, bro. Now, you know, the first time I interviewed you guys, you were a lot younger. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but obviously, you guys are in the stages of growing up, so you guys are like men now. Does your fans comment on that?
Does our fans what now?
Do they comment on how you guys have grown up?
Yeah, I think they've noticed it, because obviously the maturity you can hear in the music. And I feel like the message is the same, but the deliverance is different now, you know? But, at the same time, we're still aiming for the same goal.
You got that right. I want you guys to, I've also noticed, like you said, the delivery, you know, it definitely has a stronger urban feel to it, what I've heard so far. The first single that I heard you guys, the first one I heard you release was, Into You. And I loved it. It had a beautiful sound to it, you know. It was real, real genuine, you know. And now lately I've heard some stronger sound. What's going on?
He said, what's going on? Nothing, man. We just trying to take it there, man. You know, we ain't holding back no more. We going all the way in. You know, we always had it in us. You know, we versatile. We just showing our versatility and what we can do. We got something to offer to every single audience out there. We got something to offer, something different to offer.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because I really didn't expect to hear that new sound. I love it. I love it myself. I love the bass. I love the way you guys are delivering your lyrics and everything. It's so impressive. Now, you guys have been touring a little bit, you know, doing performances and stuff like that. How has that experience been for you as this whole procedure has gone on?
As far as performances go?
Yeah. How you like performing?
Actually, the more that we grow and the more that we improve as artists, I actually enjoy performing even more now than back then, just because we know what we're doing now. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes to performing songs like Party, which is our new single that's out on iTunes, when it comes to performing Party, man, just because it's such a feel-good record, when we perform it, it just gives you that automatic good feeling, like, you know, so it just depends on what you're performing. All of our records, if we do perform it, it's going to be a record that is worth performing. So our performance skills have improved, and we just love performing, man, everywhere.
That's awesome, man. So the new single, Party, that came out on the 11th?
Yes.
All right, and they can get that on iTunes or your website, right?
Yeah, you can go to the website, you can go to iTunes and get it. It's on a lot of different little sites, man, and different little music engines, so just Google it or whatever you want to do, man, but it's all over the place. Party.
Well, I want each one of you guys to give me a little brief, like, you know, it don't have to be long at all. It can be very short, but just a brief description of your opinion of this single, like, what it means to you or how it sounds to you or anything that you want to say about it. And make sure you say your name before you start. Say your name before you start.
There's no words. I feel like it's one of them feel good records. It's like it got a West Coast vibe to it. And that's one of the reasons why we was aiming to put it out, because right now that's the train that's going right now. It's that down south mixed with that West Coast style. So when we put it together, man, we were just thinking feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like something that everybody can literally party to, you know? So, and I love the record, man. It's one of my personal favorites. Astro did an awesome job with the, you know, he came up with the hook, and the delivery on the hook just made everybody go in on their verse. So
what's up?
And I second what Noel said. Cass said that.
Oh, you said you second that?
Yeah. He put it together right. So
yeah, great.
Yeah, and this is Astro speaking. Actually, when we came up with the record, we were all there, you know, and I was actually, like, kind of playing around at first, Astro speaking. I was playing around at first, and then Cash, you know, Ed stopped me and was like, hey, that little piece you just did, keep doing that, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, and I kept rocking with it, and, you know, and they kept helping me out come up with, you know, the dope parts of the hook. So as a group effort, it might be my voice on the hook or the chorus, but as a group effort, I feel like we all put in 100% on the record. It's a good record, and I feel like that's going to be the record that break everything, man.
That's awesome, man. So you guys are definitely growing as a group and learning how to fit each other and actually develop songs together, which is not very easy to do sometimes.
Yeah, true. We're brothers, man, so it is natural to us.
Okay, that's great. So you guys are all in school, right?
No, not right now. We're not in school right now.
You guys are how old, you guys?
23. Noah is 23.
Cass, I'm 24. I'll be 25 at this point, actually.
And then Astro, I'm 21. I recently turned 21 in October.
Yeah, I was way off on that one. But anyhow, I want to ask off with you.
I'm talking in college, though. I was assuming you were talking about college.
Oh, yeah? Well, what advice would you give to the young youth that are listening to you guys? They see that you're doing your thing. They see that you guys got hot music. You know, what advice would you give them to stay out of trouble?
For the most part, man, I just look at it like as a youth, it's very, very important that we all stick together, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people grow up listening to certain songs, certain artists, and they feel that being gangster or being, you know what I'm saying, a certain type of way would, you know, interfere with their lives. And I feel like, hey, man, everybody stick together and you keep God first, man, and you strive for exactly what you want to do. And, hey, man, you can do anything as a young male and as a young female, you know. So to all the young people out there, I just say, hey, keep God first. Keep listening to positive music, feel good music. Keep clashing majors in your car, man, and you should be all right.
It's around you. And I say, Cass speaking, you know, I say always surround yourself. It's who you surround yourself with, you know what I'm saying? And that plays a big part as well, you know. And just find something that you, you know, you're good at, I mean, and stick with it, you know, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's all I can say.
Well, I want to ask another question about your opinion on Body Shock Music Group.
As a label, you saying like is the experience of being on it or being a part of it?
Just all the whole experience, like, you know, just talk about it a little bit, you know, because I know they're helping you get some interviews and helping with everything that you're doing. So, you know, I just want to make sure they get their recognition as well, you know?
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Body Shock is the foundation of everything that we do, because, you know, we started it up, so it's our label, you know. It's really a family. It's a family label that we've been pushing for the past 4 years, and the more time go by, I mean, we just keep adding on pieces and components to make it full and complete. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, When you get that phone call or you get anything that's coming from Body Shock Way, it's coming from family. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we're rocking with it right now.
I can understand that. I'm kind of definitely in the same situation. That's for sure. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to tell the fans anything that You came to Pro Flow Radio to make sure that they heard. Go ahead and say anything you want at this point. Anybody can say whatever.
Well, I just want to make sure that everybody go and download the single. It's only 99 cents off iTunes. The record is called Party. It's about to be the hottest single in the streets. Within we campaigning hard right now, so hopefully within the next month or so, we can really break off, you know, into radio, and we can get these videos to the next level, and we can take off from here, man.
Anybody else want to say something?
Yeah, this is Astro speaking. I just wanted everybody to, like, just like Noah said, make sure you go get the single off iTunes, and definitely make sure that you go check out the website, you know, just in case you want to hear other work or other music, or, you know, check into, you know, to further details of Classroom Majors. I always go to the website. It's weareclassroommajors.com. So check that out. And right now we're in the process of working with several artists on with this project, JT Certified. I know we're looking to do some more stuff with him. He's a body shop artist as well. We have the single, another single kind of sort of, it's called Never Too Much, produced by Bobby Johnson, the same guy who made Q's Bobby Johnson. So there's a lot of good stuff that's coming up, man. We just want to keep working, you know. So and I appreciate you too, Maxi, for having us on here, man.
Yeah,
oh, no doubt.
Appreciate that, Mac, man. Every time we have an interview with you, man, it's always good. This is the second time, so you already know. It don't matter how big we get, we're going to always show love to you. So anytime that you want us to come back, we're going to be here.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that 100%. And I apologize that my sound quality wasn't that good, but you guys' voices will sound perfect, so you don't have to worry.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Millennial Music Mission. We have the technology.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
hit it with 4-4 flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.